He running from the street gangs. How many young people run from the street gangs and try and escape? None.
Episode of the On The Beat podcast. So today we are discussing mental health in young men, which is a very important topic.
So I want to know why you came with such a difficult topic.
I don't think that topic is difficult.
You don't think that?
No, it's not. It's an important topic.
All right. Let me hear you.
Especially for this generation, because men's mental health is important. What did you say?
I think it has been bypassed.
That's why we need to talk about this. All right, so one of the main questions that I wanted to ask was, what is mental health for you? What would you say mental health means to you?
Growing up, you never thought of that term, mental health. You always hear about, it's either I go mad or I stay sane.
Right.
So mental health is like a new topic in...
It is, yeah.
Especially in today's generation, it has been amplified in this generation. Mm-hmm. And so when I hear mental health, at first I thought, you know, like you're going through, having a mental case now.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. You're on the edge of madness, right? Mm-hmm. But more and more when I hear... sports people, like athletes and so on, talking about mental health, famous people talking about mental health, even normal people talking about mental health, then it started to become like natural to talk about and to
normalize.
Normalize, that's the word. So I think when I hear about mental health, I think about the stress level people go through that is in their head and they don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah. But would you say that you've experienced a season where it was difficult to manage your mental health at some point in your life? Like, what are the common challenges that you would have faced even from when you were younger, you know, coming up to...
I think the biggest, I grew up alone, but more so alone.
Right.
I have many siblings, but I lived alone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you are alone, it tends to be more difficult to deal with because you don't have the distractions of people.
Right.
At your home. And you might be going through a difficult time with one of your family members or someone else, and now you just in your room trying to deal with this thing in the midst of your silence. And I think mental health causes you to become silent.
Yeah.
To be boxed in, to be to put yourself into a cave. You understand? So you wouldn't be exactly
society,
yeah. More isolation. So
But like, what would you say was some of the, what would have been one of the biggest challenges that you would have faced that you could probably identify that you're willing to share?
Yeah.
To talk about.
Yeah, that was it.
But you could at least give one challenge that you would have experienced while growing up. It could be recently as well too, and how you overcame that.
Oof. People, what she talks me there, what she asking me there, she want me to go in deep, like she want me to cry tonight, you understand? There are so many issues out there,
right?
I could start from general and try to zero in. I think I could do that, right?
Yeah, you can.
So young men out there, I think a lot of young men suffer from mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trained to keep things to ourselves, to not be emotional, to not be sensitive, you understand? So therefore, when bad things happen to us, we either keep it in or we lash out. And therefore, you put on the TV today and you watch a lot of young men either being killed or taking suicide or ending up in fights in schools and so on. And you want to know why, right? It's mental health, because of the fact that we not trained to talk about it, but we are trained. And when we are not trained to talk about it, then, okay, how else to release it?
Yeah.
It's only true when it can't take it no more. You lash out, you retaliate. And whoever in front of you, when they retaliate, well, hard luck for them, because it only takes one trigger to this.
Yeah, it does.
Cause things to blow. And so I understand when young men end up in fights.
Mm-hmm.
I understand when young men join gangs.
Mm-hmm.
I understand because, for example, today a young man came in school. He's not supposed to be in school, but he's saying he don't have parents around.
Right.
You understand? But yet, in the same time, he's being thrown out of the school.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I just want to play something. Answering your question, yeah? Answering your question, yeah? So I just want to play something that would kind of zero in what I'm talking about, right?
How many times I told you the number one rule, no man is a bigger man than me in my house.
I'm your nephew, man.
You're not nothing to me. You no,
I understand that now. I understand that now, Tony. I understand I'm not nothing to you now because you hurt my feelings.
You know what?
Hand me a piece of tissue, man. Did this damn young man move from the streets of Oakland to escape the gangs, plead out to you for help? You let him move in there knowing what he done went through all his life. He running from the street gangs. How many young people run from the street gangs and try and escape? None. Most of them stay there and try and survive and kill each other or destroy themselves. He got sickle cell anemia, no parents. And yeah, I'm crying because I see myself in it. There's one thing to give a young man tough love, but where's the love? All I hear is toughness.
That's in itself. Is like we not aware that young men goes through a lot every single day because we are named man or young men, right? They take us for granted because all the spotlight is pointed onto women. And no offense, women go through mental health as well. You understand? But I think it should be equal across the board. In the same way how the spotlight goes on to women, the spotlight should go on to men as well, because we suffer. And when we lash out now, we are wrong in lashing out, because this is the only way how we scream. This is the only way how we could be heard, because we are telling you something like the young man today is telling you, I have no one guiding me. But yet he's being thrown out. And then this clip now talking about where the uncle want to throw out the nephew because he didn't like how the nephew moving in his home. But the nephew actually running away from a gang looking for an escape.
Yeah.
And you want to push him back. And just like you just said, you want to show tough love to young men. And yet, it's more about toughness you showing them than love. And true, we are men, but we need love too.
I agree.
We need love too, and with love, then we can showcase a different side of us.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We can open up a little. Mm-hmm. A hug ain't gonna hurt, right? A soft-spoken word ain't gonna hurt.
Yeah.
And to finally answer your question, because I say I'm going wide to zero in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember multiple times, there are multiple times
mm-hmm.
I have faced as a young man issues
mm-hmm.
that will make you, that will push you to the edge.
Right.
And we just, how I dealt with it in the time frame is like, I would deal with situations differently. Sometimes I'll take a walk.
Right.
Sometimes I would scream. Sometimes I would lash out. Sometimes I'll just go and sleep. Or try to zone out.
Right.
As though no one is there, but only I alone is in the world. Sometimes you would cry yourself to sleep. And it's a real big factor because it's hard out there.
It is.
Life is beautiful, but life is hard at the same time.
It is.
You know? And when you have no one to talk to, or no one trusted, or no one who you could relate to, then it's become tougher.
But I think that because of how society has deemed your expressing yourselves and being sensitive or being vulnerable as not normal, when it does come to a place where someone tries to reach out to you or tries to show you that they care and they want to know what's genuinely happening with you, some men may not know how to express themselves.
True.
So there's that issue that happens where you have the help, but you don't know how to receive it. Or you have people around you that love you, but you don't know how to ask for help. Or
because
you don't know how to say, I need help. Or you don't know how to say, I'm going through this and it's difficult. Because then you don't want to be seen as being weak or seen as being vulnerable or seen as being too sensitive. You know?
It's almost like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
It's a real ripple effect. And that's why it's so important to grow up your kids in a proper way.
Yeah.
So they could express themselves. Now, the other scenario is that society now is pushing this gay gender scenario.
Mm-hmm.
That if a man like me cries or looks weak, maybe I'm on the other side, you understand? Yeah. Maybe I'm not straight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm acting like more a female. Mm-hmm. And now men now are boxed in, they are between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
How can I open up when if I open up, they judge me to be like this? And if I don't open up, they still judge me to be like something else. And if I end up breaking loose, they still put me before the courts to judge me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of men end up doing drugs, ending up in prison, ending up dying, ending up killing themselves or others because of mental health.
Which is true. So what would you say, what would be one of your recommendations for young men out there? Ways that they could cope, ways that they could de-stress, they could decompress, you know, strategies or things that they could do. Because I know a lot of the times sports help,
you know, like
football, basketball, where you could get hang around with your bros and talk and, like, you know, distract yourself and have community.
Yeah.
But what are some other ways that they could, you know...
Because what sports does to...
in a healthy way.
What sports does do is that it causes us to go to sleep early.
Okay.
So as you reach home, you're too tired, you know,
just
go and sleep. So therefore, it keeps us out of trouble. That's what sports does. And as you highlight, it have that support system because they have the coaches there.
Mm-hmm.
Or it will have the other fellas there. Once sports could become toxic as well, because you know it has some fellas who just cussing, who just want to be rivals,
mm-hmm.
and you know, but the friendly, the good competitions, those are good environments. The other things, simple things like cutting your hair.
Okay.
Because a barbershop, just like all in the hair salon.
That is so true. I've heard
barbershop
that.
Talk,
yeah.
You know, especially the barbers. Barbers, I'm shouting
Big
you out
up
there.
Y'all.
Right? Be open to listen to your customer. Be open to chitty chat with your customer because that helps. Because
that piece, like I actually saw a video on social media the other day where one of the barbers was saying that he tries to create a safe space for his customers to come in, because you know it would have different people coming in through all different walks of life.
Yeah.
And they will come and they will talk about what's going on, and you know you have somebody that could listen to you, as well as you're getting groomed and you know you're boosting your confidence at the same time.
Because so. There's something about when you're getting a haircut, you are in relaxation mode. You
True.
Drop your guard.
Okay.
You understand? So therefore, it's easier to get through with a young person when they drop their guard and they're being distracted by the haircut. And then when the other guy's now talking about a certain topic, you know, it's easy to take in wisdom as well as to open up.
So you would say community would be like go be around, surround yourself with good people.
Yeah.
All right. And what advice would you give other young men who may be struggling with their mental health and are hesitant to seek help, for example, like going to therapy?
Yeah.
Because, you know, men could go to therapy too.
It's not something that is weird. See, what therapy does, it comes like you, it doesn't really open you up, but it causes you to start talking.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And that is a start. And yeah, man, it's nothing wrong in going to therapy. You don't have to, you know, say it out loud. Hey, I going to therapy earlier. Mm-hmm. You understand? But
let's
do your thing, and it's good to go. The other things I could tell men is that when they're going through mental health, firstly, for me, I would run to God. You have to run to God first. We sometimes tend to run to our best friends. That is if we have a best friend too. You understand? Or we sometimes tend to take matters in our own hands, and that's where we fail. So I would say run to God first, because I live for Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't easy surrendering to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like a big step right there. If you could surrender to the God Almighty, then you could surrender to various things, you know?
Yeah.
I would say also, treat everything in love. I was talking to my RI class the other day, and I was saying the reason why the world is today, how it is today, because of lack of love.
I agree,
right?
Strongly.
And men and love don't go hand in hand. They would talk about loving a woman, but you will never hear a man say, hey, I love you, bro. We can't say it out loud these days, because when they say it out loud, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Gay society.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But love is a big scene, and it's a big absence in young men's life, because they don't have the fathers out there. Even if they have the fathers are just working, coming home, you know, hard core love, you know, buff, give them a tap, try to straighten them up. They're not really love, you know, that is like so-called tough love. But there are some things when they just have to give a listening ear to a young person. Giving a listening ear to a young man is the biggest thing you could ever do. And young men, whenever someone is willing to listen, that is when we would know when they are willing to listen. And the thing is, when they are willing to listen, be okay to open up. But they must, those who are listening to a young man's hurt or pain, they should be confidential as well, because
that means
young man is not going to open up again.
Agreed.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself active as much as possible. It's not like you're running away from your issues, but you're trying to cope with it, you know? So get yourself active. Go run to God. If you find someone who you could confide in and just talk about it, go ahead and talk about it. Because when we bottle it up inside, we could end up doing the wrong things, and that's where trouble comes.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And we can survive this. We can go forward.
Agreed. I would say also to allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, and don't just say, okay, well, this I'm feeling real angry, or feeling upset, or feeling really sad, or this thing is stressing me out, and you say, all right, let me go and distract myself. Mm-hmm. No, allow yourself to go through that at the present moment. Identify what it is, allow yourself to go through it, and then you could say, okay, what can I do to overcome this? What can I do to come out of this?
You see what you're saying there? Allow yourself to go through the process.
Yeah. It's difficult.
Here is what make it difficult, your environment.
Yeah.
So even though it have people there in the midst of you, willing to help you, they are saying the wrong thing. They are saying the wrong things at the wrong time.
True.
You understand? For example, a dean would be there saying, well, talk, let me hear. You open your mouth and they start to talk, and they're like, that pack of nonsense. You understand? It's like, I'm trying to open up here, but yet it's still boiling up at me. It's still, or even sometimes, if it's a woman may not understand the perspective of what a man is saying as well.
But I think that's understandable.
Yeah.
But as you said, sometimes you just want someone to listen. So.
Yeah.
For example, let's say if we sit down and we have a discussion and you're saying, Jada, I'm going through XYZ. I don't know what it's like to be in your shoes. I haven't been in this situation, but I can empathize with you.
And
I don't have
listen.
To understand. I don't have to understand exactly
you're
what
right.
you're feeling.
You're right.
But I could give you that space to be able to speak about what you're saying. And sometimes just listen. I don't have to give you advice, because not all the time y'all would want advice. Because
so
sometimes
true.
Y'all know,
so
know what to do, you know, but you just want to talk about it.
Because
you know?
Because then to watch my, in the last episode, we talk about experience versus advice. Would you rather experience it and end up like burning to learn, or take advice from people and gain from their knowledge to avoid mistakes, you understand? So check out the last episode, people.
Yeah.
So yeah, you write in that there are people out there in the midst of our circle that we can talk and so on, and we just have to, when it comes to mental health, those who are trying to help,
allow them to, because sometimes we don't look at it in the way of someone sees that you're hurting, someone sees that you're going through stress, and they come and they ask you, how are you, are you okay, and you're like, I'm fine, I'm cool thing, and you brush them off.
Yes.
No, we need to look at it from the other person's perspective, where it's like, I care, I want to help, and you're denying this person the opportunity to be there for you. And it's like that would hurt the other person.
I understand what you're saying,
but it's understood that you have to have boundaries, and you don't always have to speak up, and you don't need to share every time. But there are instances where you need to allow yourself to.
I think you ever hear about right place, right time as well? You have to catch a young man in the right place, right time.
Okay.
True, you may be aware of his shortcomings or that he's going through something, but he doesn't know what. And he will ask those general questions. How are you doing today? Obviously, they most likely would brush you off. But there will be a time, consistency pays too. There will be a time when they will come to you. You don't have to come to them. So in other words, you don't run them down. You make sure you show yourself available.
But what about when you show yourself available, you've been consistent, but you've been denied, or you've been where, you know, you're trying to show up for the person, but every time you try, you know, you're thinking, okay, maybe I can ask now. Remember, the other person would know when is the right time.
Yeah, which is true.
You know? So when that person does try reaching out and you consistently push them away, then the people have this saying, because this goes for both men and women, where they will say, nobody care about me. But then when you sit down and you reflect and you look back, you could see that there were a lot of people that were asking you if you were okay, but you chose to say, I'm fine and cool, and you chose not to share. You know,
because sometimes,
and that could have a negative effect on your relationships as well.
Yeah,
too.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it may take weeks, days, or months.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, the young fella will come and open up.
Mm-hmm.
Some they would miss your consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're in trouble, they would remember, hey, Jada used to always ask me, how am I going? Better message her. But Jada, what are you up to, girl?
Yeah.
You understand? And that simple question, hey, Jada, what are you up to, girl? That could be the window right there.
True.
That they're reaching out, but they would reach out in a cool way first.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to.
All of these things are so difficult because you need to read into all of these subliminal.
Yeah.
You have to be able to read the room. Yeah.
I mean, this is both
women and men, though.
Yeah.
You know, because women are also, some women are also very guarded as well, too. And they
You know what? Next time we could talk about women mental health, young women mental health, you know, and see how it goes, because, I mean, everything goes hand in hand.
Hand in hand. Yeah.
Any more questions you have for me?
That's basically it.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you would like to share that you think that you
Nah, I like to, nice to see you, girl. Back on the season, right? We now started and she's back on immediately.
Yes.
Jada, it has been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure.
Boom.